Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If we could we change gears just a little bit? Amen. I would ask that you close your eyes just for a moment. And I want you to visualize Jesus Christ hanging on the cross. The old folk used to say they hung him high and they stretched him wide. And so I want you to envision Jesus Christ laying on the cross, and it's about the ninth hour according to Mark 15 and 34. It's about the ninth hour, and Jesus cried out with a loud voice, and he said, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani." He said, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani." And that is to say, my God, why have thou forsaken me? Open up your eyes. Just for a moment, I want to preach from this subject, real ministry. So about the ninth hour, as I said, Jesus was laying, he was stretched, lifted high, he was stretched out wide. And I want to take three things from that subject. Forsaken. It means to be abandoned. It means to be left behind. It means to be deserted. That means at some point, Jesus felt like the Father did not hear him. The Bible talks about how Jesus became sin. Now, everyone in the room knows what it feels like after you've sinned. Most of us feel convicted. And if we allow ourselves, we can also feel condemned. Have you ever been condemned before? Have you ever allowed yourself to get to a position where you felt so condemned that you could not move and you was paralyzed to do anything that God had called you to do? Think about Jesus. He felt forsaken. That means that throughout his whole life, he had had constant connection with the Father. And now he's laying in a place where he cannot hear God. He cannot feel God. He cannot have the Holy Ghost to remind him that you are the Son of God. He doesn't have an angel to remind him and give him strength to keep on going. There's not a redeemed sinner there that's bowing down to say, "Thank you, Jesus." He is lifted high and stretched wide, and now he's feeling so abandoned that he's beginning to ask the second thing that I talked about, when I talk about, is why. See, when you say why, you ask a question, that means you have some doubt. Think about Jesus, the same Jesus that walked on water, the same Jesus that taught his disciples every day. The same Jesus that was very optimistic, and the very Jesus that could speak about faith and things would happen. Now he's questioning God. He's saying, "Why? Why have thou forsaken me?" Is Jesus truly operating in doubt here? Has Jesus forgotten the eternal covenant that he made between him and the Father? See, Jesus was conscious that the reason why he came to earth is to be in the position that he was in right then and right now. Think about this for a second. Was the why a protest? Was it an innocent man saying, I'm giving unjust here. I didn't commit anything. I'm suffering for nothing." Think about Jesus for a second. Is Jesus feeling sorry for himself? Is that the why, the protest? Or is the why the incomprehension? That means that has Jesus forgotten why he came to earth? Is that why he's questioning God? Has he forgotten that he's coming to earth to redeem us? Or is it the why of amazement? Could it be that Jesus is now on the big stage, the lights are on, and now he's to perform, and he's not ready? Is the pain so bad? And has it gotten so bad that he's figuring, "I'm not ready for this"? Is it the why of amazement? Could Jesus have waited his whole life to get to this point and then realize, "I'm not ready to do this"? Is that the why? But think about this for a second. We started the scripture off by saying, "My God, my God." So even in his darkest hour, Jesus was willing to call on the one man that he knew that could do anything. "I don't have to feel you, and I don't have to know that you're there, but I have faith to believe that whatever we made that covenant to say is going to come to pass." And I came to encourage you on today that you don't always have to feel like God is doing something in your life to know that he's there. You don't always have to believe that God is doing something to understand that he's still working it out. See, even in your darkest hour, God is saying, I'm still there. I am still working it out. And see, Jesus was sharing with us that there's going to be some times in our lives that we're going to feel like we cannot do it. We're going to be shell-shocked by the tribulation that may come. We may be shell-shocked by the trials that may enter into our lives. But understand this right here. My God, and he is always there. Amen.